So here in letter Samaches, says Rav Usher, Mizez man rav niskabal atzli mechtavcha ha-huma u-baytiartes matzavcha ha-kashim u-kol ha-bachinois. So it's been some time that I've received the very difficult letter which you sent me, Asher ha-saval v'ha-yisurim shalcha gedoylin l'mala roish Hashem yirachem, from which I see from the content of your letter that the suffering and the pain that you're going through is mamish ad l'shamayim. And it causes me great pain as well to hear that you were not successful. You were not successful in making your way in to see me in order to find some type of ease in your pain to be able to share with me, that I can share in your burden with you. So he said, says Fusher, "Va'emesi." But you know what? The truth is, "Sheish lechalim lifnois." You have who to turn to, even though you didn't make it into me. But who are Ribono Shel Olam? Hashemi itoy lo yseitzi harayis v'atayv, from which nothing good or nothing bad comes from, which is the pasuk. But of course, only good comes. V'hu yodeyes machayvecha v'tzareisacha. He knows your pain and he knows your tzaros. And what is the tzaris that this yid is going through? In regards to your wife, in regards to the children, raising them, and the other things which you're going through, when it feels like everything is colliding all at once on all sides. But this is the fact. You can speak to the Creator of the world and to make requests before him for yourself, kedabri ishal re'ehu, like you speak to me, like you speak to a human being, like you speak to someone else, l'loy mechitza, l'lo masach ma'avdil, without any separation, without any barriers between you and him. Hu shamei yisrael chpoidem ali oilem. He hears you, and his presence fills the world. Rak shetame v'pashta, shehu nimza tamid, ali adecha. The only thing that it's tali in is your amunah. The amuna pshuta that Hashem is by you at all times. Not only that, and he's waiting to hear from you, to hear sweet words of truth which come from your heart. He wants to hear from you that you completely depend on him, and only him, that he's the one who can save you, and he's the one who can heal you. Because he was the one who put you in the situation to begin with. And why is that? All for your good. In order to purify you. And even though we don't always feel how that process is taking place, but in a primistic way, it's mezachech us, in a way that Hashem Yisbaruch wants. He didn't want to bring you down to a place of despair, to a place of giving up, chas v'shalom, or depression. That wasn't what this is all about. Elo l'tikva l'Yeshua. Rather, with hope that you would have a Yeshua, shetitzmach l'chol kol yom v'yom yachol eschadash l'chaim chadashim b'yim m'shavim, so that you could be zeicha each and every day through the work, to chaim chadashim, to feeling new, to feeling the beauty of every day, in good health, and in prosperity. V'afilu sheishchachan asas anake, and even though your wife has become handicapped, we don't exactly know the situation, speak on her behalf. Says Rav Usher, the koyach of his body doesn't speak to Hashem is not only limited to you for you in your life, but for others as well. That she should have the koyach to be makabel the yisurim v'ahava. That she shouldn't be upset about it. That she shouldn't be worked up. That she should be able to deal with all the yisurim in her life properly. And you have the ability with your koyach hanefesh to bring the light into your home, and to bring the shechina between the two of you. When you can speak on your behalf and you can speak on her behalf. And you don't need her participation and her avoida to make it work. Unlike if it's going to be through therapy, for example. So two parties need to work together in order to come to an understanding and how the Shalom Bayis is going to be and how they're going to manage together in the home. But when it comes to Dvarim Ruchni, when it comes to speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Asher Biyodo Nefesh Kol Chai, so with our tefillah, we could be ma'ara tshuva, and an understanding and a turnaround for other people, to bring shalom and the shechina to the home. And that will bring down the Shekhinah Kedoshah and the Shalom and the Shalva. And you'll see. You'll see the peiros of your communication, your Hizbodidus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So says Rav Usher, your Gvura, even though it felt insurmountable, but through the Gvura of coming every single day and speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying the truth, I depend on you. You're the only one who can heal me, and I feel broken, but I know it's for my good, and I know that you can bring me out. Mitoich emunah pshuta that Hashem is there, and that He's listening, and that He's waiting, and it's so sweet to Him. And you can feel the Chaim Chadashim in your home. You're going to see it'll become new. V'sisagnu al Hashem shezeh tachlis kol chayinu. And you will delight on Hashem. It'll be a much sweeter Shalom Bayis, because it's not just two people working together. But the Shalom Bayis on a much higher level, because the Shechina is between them. And that's the difference between a Yiddish home and any other home. Like we say many times, that when it comes to Avodas Hashem, when it comes to being a Yid, whatever we do, whether it's in Gashmias and Ruchnias, always has to be different than the way that the Goyim do it. That's what it means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mavdol Ben Yisrael La'am, every single which way. Every aspect has a Yiddish twist. So when it comes to Shalom Bayis, so Shalom Bayis means for a guy that they get along with each other and they appreciate each other. They have common goals and outlooks and their understanding of each other. But when it comes to a Yiddish home, the idea is that the husband and wife should be focused on the goal of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, not just to have children together, but to raise them al derech Yisrael Saba. And that the home should be infused with Torah and Tefillah and Avodah and Achnas Sorachim and Mitzvahs and appreciation for those things. And then there's a Hashras, a Shechin in the home. And that's something that a Goy can't be shaykh to. Like Moshe ben Nadav and Veniflinu, Aniva Amcha, that you should separate Klai Yisrael from all the nations of the world, that there should only be Hashras HaShechin upon Klai Yisrael. That's not just Klai Yisrael as a whole, but every single Jewish home. We do things differently than the way that they do it in every aspect of life. And he concludes, Akavin Sheyitin Li Hashem Yisbarach Hazman V'Koyach L'Dar B'Chal Panam Al Panam. I hope that Hashem should give us the opportunity to see each other face to face. Didn't work out the first time. But in the meantime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitin L'Chal Racham and Mubiyos Tayyav V'Varev Nachas V'Aisha. The whole time.